Well, you're listening to Quad Rocks, God, the World, and Other Things. I'm Kenny Price, your host. Our mission, you got it, advancing equilibrium in the midst of an agitated world. Hey, this is Season 19, Episode 403. Title, Love Your Neighbor. Subtitle, Love is the Great Leveler. Mark chapter 12, verse 41 says, Love your neighbor as yourself. My friend, this is a little bit of a different twist on this whole concept of loving your neighbor. But let's talk about this bluntly. Perhaps your neighbor rolls in riches and you are poor and living in your tiny house side by side with their mansion. You see every day their large estate, their expensive cars, their lavish parties with valet parking. But James chapter 1 verse 17 reminds us that God has given them these gifts, whether they acknowledge it or not, because it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You shouldn't covet their wealth, and don't harbor any ill feelings toward them. Find satisfaction in your own circumstances if you can't better it, but don't look upon your neighbor and wish that they were as yourself. Love them, and then you won't envy them. Perhaps, on the other hand, you're rich, and near you lives the poor. Don't hesitate to call them your neighbor. Accept that you are obligated to love them. The world calls them your inferiors. And what are they inferior? They are far more equals than your inferiors, for as Acts 17:26 reminds us, from one man he has made every nationality to live over the whole earth and has determined their appointed times and the boundaries of where they live. It is your material possessions which are better than theirs, but you are by no means better than they. They are humans descended from Adam. And what are you more than that? Be mindful to love your neighbor, regardless of their appearance and worn-out clothes, or sunken in the depths of poverty. But perhaps you say, I cannot love my neighbors because despite all my efforts, I only receive ungratefulness and disdain in return. My friend, this situation provides so much the more room for the heroism of love. Do you prefer to be a comfort-seeking bystander rather than enduring the challenges of love's battles? The person who dares the most shall win the most. And if the path of love is rough, walk on it with confidence, still loving your neighbors through thick and thin. Kindle coals of compassion upon their heads. If they prove difficult to satisfy, don't focus on pleasing them, but on pleasing your master. And keep in mind, if they reject your love, your master has not rejected it, and your action is as pleasing to him as if it had been pleasing to them. Love your neighbor, for in doing so, you are following the footsteps of Christ and will find peace and joy in the divine life of God in your soul. And with that, my friend, I bid you peace.